Well, it's just a pleasure to welcome the founder of Rego Block, Gabriel Rego, founder and CTO of the company here, has a very interesting curriculum vitae, previously a treasurer for a large global macro hedge fund and head of investment of an asset management company. It's just a pleasure to welcome him here from Europe today. Hello, Gabriel.
Hi, thank you very much.
May I call you Gab?
Sure.
Rego Block, what an interesting company. In a nutshell, it looks as though you're trying to take pools of digital tokens, which will allow access to a hedge fund club for virtually anyone without requiring huge sums of funds and jumping through all types of hoops.
Yeah, technically, it's kind of a trader's lifetime dream to have their own hedge fund. It's mostly, most of the times, it's too expensive to set up a fund in terms of costs or in terms of time to market, especially for the smaller traders, the younger, the emerging talents. This has always been not only my dream, but the dream of every trader to run their own fund. So basically, throughout my career and especially in the last few years, exploiting blockchain for this purpose was something that was really in my mind. So that was just an idea at the beginning. Then it was the first smart contract, then a set of smart contracts, and then the work was on extending it to a protocol and checking for security. And basically, what this software allows people to do, users, is to, without intermediaries, either going directly on blockchain or on a user interface, so a platform, to deploy almost instantly and for dollars instead of tens of thousands of dollars of cost. But it's not actually fund structure in the way that it doesn't have management fees or performance fees. They are all substituted by the token incentives mechanism. So it's a decentralized system where literally anyone can go to the platform, use the technology to create the fund without having to code, without having to know anything about blockchain, trading on decentralized exchanges. The business model is Rego Block itself is the backend and also a platform. The backend can be plugged into any other front-end platforms, which can perform any of the most complex tasks or of the currently regulated activities like fiat to crypto, performance assessment. Rego Block is the underlying protocol, and we've also created a platform for people to be able to access. If I may say, not just us, but I think nobody can tell how blockchain technology will be utilized. There are some prevailing tools and architectures which are emerging at the moment.
It sounds to me like you'll have basically an Ethereum-based ERC-20 token on the Covan testnet, at least. Is it safe to say that you are creating a platform for people to launch their own hedge fund-like structures?
We're not managing any people's money. The platform doesn't manage the user's keys, so the user have total control and access of their own funds and of their own keys. And Rego Block is the technology that allows them to create their own structure and perform the trading activities that they want. There's no intervention on that side from the platform. The token has the function of creating an incentives mechanism. So there is this token on the platform. Now the platform is on the Covan, so you're absolutely right. We will start soon, probably 1 month or 2 months from now. We will start an airdrop of tokens on Covan, so probably even on Robsten. Users that go to the platform, it will recreate the same mechanism that will go live on mainnet. Basically, those ones will also be converted to mainnet tokens. The whole idea is to augment the network effect through users using the platform and guaranteeing a premium to the users who are actually testers to come to the platform, create their own funds, and receive some airdrops. So it's going to be free tokens.
I'd like for you to delve a bit into this idea of proof of performance. We've seen this concept work well for Komodo KMD. For every transaction, one at least is eligible to receive interest, and interest accrues immediately. You don't have to wait 3 months for a dividend or a coupon. You have a unique proof of performance concept here with RegoBlock, proprietary algorithm that rewards traders for the level of their performance.
Yeah, basically, the token has a limited level of inflation. So every quarter, there's some fixed amount of NUC tokens, which are issued with a cap and are controlled by stakeholders. This inflation is redistributed to the users of the platform on the basis of their performance, so their indirect contribution to the network, to the Rego network. The details are not public yet. So there's a bit of secret sauce, but everything will be revealed in due time. So it's a matter of time for the people to know all in full details. The proof of performance is an algorithm that rewards traders based on their performance in a way is more linked or tied to medium to long-term performance. So it's a different paradigm. We're kind of disrupting the traditional concepts of management fees and performance fees.
I'd like to move on to this concept of assets migrating, if you will, to the blockchain. This is obviously key, and I don't think even many of the top analysts have fully anticipated correctly the magnitude of assets, you know, tied to the blockchain network. And this obviously is part of the RegoBlock concept. Can you give us an idea of just how external asset managers will use the RegoBlock registry to benefit as part of this decentralized hedge fund platform?
Yeah, so basically, our protocol is built in a modular way so that users can come to the platform or can deploy their own white-branded version, like decentralized asset management company, or even a highly customized. So basically, if users come to the platform, they just use the platform. It's a decentralized platform, so it requires users being willing to manage their own keys, which might not always be the case. So there will be companies who are willing to provide a fiat to crypto gateway and store the keys. So they will do some kind of more centralized activity. In that case, these companies can come to the platform and either deploy their white-branded version, so it's just either plug-in, so they can just plug into the protocol, or they can deploy their own white-branded version. I mean, it's still white-branded even if they plug-in, or they can even ask for a highly customized, maybe they have, and in that case, that it can be customized, and basically, in that case, just some of the modules are used. The RegoBlock registry is core components which will help also have all funds under one single umbrella. It's kind of like the ENS, Ethereum Name Service, but instead of for domains, it's a registry which is specifically designed for these hedge funds and also external suppliers, even external protocols who maybe were launched before us and don't have possibility of creating any inflation. They can even plug in and use the registry to keep track of everything and benefit from also the proof of performance algorithm. So kind of a universal tool that can help everybody. Of course, somebody could design their own, but the registry now is free, has free access. It's free to use. So basically, users could just use ours.
Very good. I'd like to move on now to the upcoming ICO. For transparency's sake, we actually found RegoBlock on our own and reached out to you all several weeks ago. So there's no financial incentives here. We've not received any payment. And I think our listeners need to know that so they have a higher level of confidence in today's discussion. So keeping that in mind, with the ICO market, there have been issues where the events were compromised, let's say. You would expect that because, I mean, this is a whole new realm that's being created by programmers and by coders and people with that background. There are vulnerabilities there. Can you tell us today and our listeners just how RegoBlock and you and your team are looking out for prospective investors in the upcoming ICO and any other details you'd like to share on the event?
There will be some private sale before the ICO, and the ICO will have the scope of actually spreading the tokens around. So, and also finance the whole network incentives mechanism. It's still not finalized which jurisdictions it will be included or excluded on that side. It's still not finalized the size, the total amount. What is for sure is that the only way for accessing the crowd sale will be from within the platform. So there will be no address, which I think this is important to share. And basically there will be no publishing of an account anywhere on any social or anything. There will be a decentralized applications that users will access and be able to get their tokens. There will be this airdrop, so people will be able to get tokens for free. That's even better than having to take part of the crowd sale. But the crowd sale will be in the platform. So within the platform, there will be one section. Or maybe it will be a different domain, but it will still be, everything will be decentralized. So in order to try and minimize potential attack vectors.
Will there be distributions of your tokens, your ERC-20 tokens, in advance, let's say to institutions, to large investors, or will every investor have an equal opportunity to purchase them? And maybe if you have any token distribution statistics, that would be helpful too.
Yeah, we don't have them. There will be. If anyone is interested to know if there's some way to get in earlier, there will be no need for people to rush into that. They will just need to use the platform. That's it. It's even possible that everyone gets in at the same price. Having a pre-sale, private pre-sale, doesn't mean that it will be at the discount, necessarily at the discounted price.
That was my key concern with the pre-ICOs. We've seen enormous sums of tokens distributed or sold at vast discounts, which really amounts to little more than a pyramid. I'm sure I've left out key points that you'd like to share with the listeners before we go.
I think your questions were very direct, and they cover pretty much everything around token distribution, around the platform. Well, yeah, I mean, there's we call our vehicles like decentralized pools of tokens. We nickname them Drago, so we have the Dragos. And also on the website, you can find that we have the vaults. Basically, the vaults are something which is going to be very interesting next year when proof of stake goes in place, because those are pools that are dedicated for proof of stake mining. So basically, there will be controls and checks in that case in order to prevent faulty behavior. But will allow users to pool money together to do proof of stake mining. It's the idea of exploiting economies of scale from users who have small amounts of it and cannot solo mine. They will be able to use some still decentralized pools. We're not managing any pool of our own. Our whole concept is to provide a protocol and technology and let users operate. Then we have an exchange, but the concept is to plug in different exchanges, external exchanges. That exchange might or might be not operational on the mainnet, but for sure users will benefit the liquidity from other decentralized exchanges.
Quick parting question here, and this may be not even relevant, but there has been some recent SEC changes here in the United States, and for investors in our country, really have to qualify, jump through some big hoops to participate in ICOs if and only if it's above a certain dollar level. And as I understand it, if one's investment amounts to $2,000 in cryptos or less, almost anyone in our country can currently participate. Have you all investigated or looked into the potential hurdles that investors here in North America might face?
Basically, we are delegating that to legals. It's not our decision. It's how the token is considered to be. It's an open question. It's a question mark. Yeah. What differentiates the Rigo token from many other tokens? I'm not saying that it's different and it's better. I'm just saying that it's different. Is that it will go to market with a platform. So it will not be some fundraising with a promise to deliver something. It will be a product delivered and the token around the platform. The token is an utility token and doesn't have any kind of backing. I mean, there's some scarcity which is intrinsic in the way the whole system is designed, but it's not linked to any dividends, repayments and stuff. So it's not being pitched as such. I see that the SEC is very conservative and strict, and of course, in the case we open up for US clients, like, users will need to be registered, provide their own data, new form of contribution where users have to provide their proof of identity. There will be probably some either legal opinion from the SEC or some partnership with some RegTech in the US. Now RegTechs are emerging. There's a couple. And so basically in that case, it would be compliance to SEC. In the case we're not compliant, we will have, of course, to prevent users.
I'd really like for you to talk about this idea that I think is catching a lot of momentum. Many people expect the blockchain phenomenon to not just disrupt financial markets, meaning our traditional stock markets, bond markets, currency markets, the Forex, but essentially the blockchain, because of the efficiencies in expenses and costs, but also in, as you referred to, the transparency involved and the decentralization inherent in the process. This is really the financial market of the future. Do you agree that you may be participating in the onus of an entirely new form of investing and trading?
For sure, it's new forms, new types of assets, because tokens are kind of different from equities and stocks. They can be considered as hybrid or in one case, one or another. The potential is enormous. First of all, it's a great opportunity for regulators and authorities and banks and central banks. Blockchain itself is transparent, so everything can be audited and checked. Platforms can be audited by code, not by operations. If you think about having traditional currencies on the blockchain, has the potential to just upgrade and update the whole infrastructure of financial services. So it will take a while for institutions to get confident in this now niche market, but we will get there. There's already institutions who are getting interested and are developing their own technologies. So I think, and also blockchains are now kind of talking to each other. There's already relays or bridges from one blockchain to the other. So if we look at 5 years from now, like, we envision a world where all blockchains talk to each other and basically it's everything interconnected. And it's, if I may conclude on this one, tokens are much more powerful than the ICO itself. Tokens have the power to augment network effects on platforms. Platforms which have tokens, kind of loyal user base, which is interested in using the platform and in the long-term success of the platform or the protocol, be it one or another. In that case, the potential is incredible. We just have to work and wait and see.
So a lot of interest, I'm sure, as people consider whether or not they want to start their own Rigo block style asset-based crypto hedge fund. Well, Gabriel Rigo, what an interesting idea you've put together. Would you like to share any contact information?
The website, www.rigoblock.com. And basically, there's everything. There's the corporate email. There's my personal contacts and our team. The team is still growing, but I mean, we try to be as transparent as possible so users can go to the website and even they can download one-click downloadable white paper and read everything about the concept, the technology, and the strategy.
Very good idea. I have the white paper here right on the desktop and suggest everyone download, thoroughly go through that due diligence there. We're going to look forward to having you hopefully return to give us updates on all the new developments at Rego Block.
Okay, thank you very much.